UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, presented investment and development opportunities to the Jamaican diaspora at the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference. We tell you more about these opportunities in today's edition of UrbanScope. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Stay with us. The UDC engaged about 100 potential investors on a variety of development opportunities at the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference at the Montego Bay Convention Center, June 15 to 18. The corporation is primarily focused on a mix of properties at strategic locations that are available for lease, development, and management while it continues its mandate of making development happen.
We are in the process now of advertising the individual opportunities, and these are being advertised locally and in the newspapers and other media that are targeted at the diaspora as well as the local audience. So we're expecting very positive results as a result of the rollout of these opportunities.
Deputy General Manager, Subsidiary Management and Revenue Generation, UDC, Robert Stevens. Opportunities presented by the corporation include the lease of the Food Bazaar and Craft Market in downtown Kingston, Two Sisters Cave St. Catherine, Bluefields Beach Park, Westmoreland, 20 Acres in Caymanas, Long Beach Park, Negril, and Bull Point in Ocharias.
We have a number of projects that are going to be rolled out in Caymanas. Currently, we have 20 acres of property that is advertised in the press, and we're looking for individuals or groups or companies that might be interested in putting in some kind of development on that site that will be more industrial and related to some kind of commercial development. So we have stipulated what the limitations are, and that is now currently in the press and on our website.
Investors are also invited to have discussions on concessionaire operations at Fort Clarence Beach, Pearly Beach, Ocharias, Green Grotto Cave, Turtle River Park, and Ocharias Bay Beach.
Turtle River Park in Ocharias is another one of our attractions, which currently is very low-key, but we're looking at not necessarily commercializing it significantly, but certainly bringing it to a point where we can add some of the things that people are asking for. Whether it is food, or it is a gym, or massages, etc. And we are inviting people to come in as partners with us from the private sector.
The private sector is also being invited to partner with the UDC to invest in concessionaire operations at Duns River Falls and Park in St. Anne.
Currently, we have over 750,000 visitors per annum, and that really is a captive market for anybody who is interested in setting up a concession in that area.
Properties for sale include Cardiff Hall in St. Anne, Seaside in Rose Hall, located across from the Montego Bay Convention Center, lots in Helsher, Portmore, and Airy Hill, Portland, and apartments in Ocharias, Montego Bay, and Negril.
It's important that they visit our website. They register with us their interest so that when the ads are going out, we can send them an individual invitation to submit a proposal. Certainly, they must watch the press as well.
Deputy General Manager, Subsidiary Management and Revenue Generation, UDC, Robert Stevens. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, while fulfilling its mandate of making development happen, also manages key attractions as part of its investment portfolio? This includes Duns River Falls and Park and Green Grotto Caves and Attraction in St. Anne, Reach Falls, Portland, the Fort Clarence Beach and Two Sisters Cave in St. Catherine, among others. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit udcja.com. You may also follow the UDC on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.